Hello again. First of all, thank you very much for participating in the study and having this interview with me. I'm starting recording right now. And my first question will be, when working with a software development outsource agency, what are the common scopes and goals of cooperation?
Well, hello first, and thank you for inviting me. Well, a great topic actually in here, I will start about my company. Like, we work a lot to refine outsource practices. We outsource building any new product. Probably most of our products started with outsource, but like, we do it our way. We always assemble a team of the new products, including outsource and in-house developers. And the idea is that the main work is done by the agency, but our team has the competency to take over like at some point. We work with the agency to test the early stages of the product. That is the period when the product requires a lot of change, which is directly connected with changing the resources according to what is needed per stage. And for me personally, that is headache and also not always a feasible way. That is why we cooperate with the agencies who can assemble a team of multifunctional skills. And as for the scope, I set requirements per version, write down at the end like what the end users need to solve, and it's the team's responsibility to find solutions and designs. Of course, it is like covers design, architecture, coding, QA, and so on. And of course, they have some of our engineers as well, but they basically have to build everything by themselves. So to sum up, like, the goal is to prove the product is worth keeping and develop the functioning product and find like product market fit. And as for the scope is defined later as like we hire the agency by timed contract.
Tell me about the process of the cooperation. How does it get organized from the beginning to the end?
Well, first I start with the research, and I need to have a list of problems for customers worth solving. Once I have a pain point cut, I already start working with the team. We do not have a like strict guideline when the agency should get involved, but personally I believe having a team earlier is beneficial in terms of team dynamics and like work process generally. Of course, that is connected with finances, and one would try to spend as less extra money as possible, but the thing is, I have having a qualified team involved in the is a very beneficial. So back to the process, I sometimes create some scope suggestions with my in-house engineering team. And when I have at least a draft of solution for a customer problem, a software draft, I already start working with the agency. From the moment they join the process, I, as a product manager, control the direction of the product. Product manager sets the vision and the goals of the product, and the team is responsible for suggesting solutions for it. It's a very open process for us. PM shares every detail, and it's here like his or her responsibility to keep on track. But the team has to follow and understand the needs. It is their responsibility, of course, including creating a working increment. And like bottom line is that the team has to be responsible for the process, with the PM responsible for defining the vision, and like developers executing.
Tell me about the product and software development methodologies and frameworks you use when working with outsource, and why.
Basically we follow agile methodology. Most of the time it is Scrum framework, to be specific. My concern is to have a working product delivered. The main requirement is that it must be done in the time that is beneficial for the business. I give them goals and deadlines, and I expect the agency to have competency to come up with the solution and the methodology of realizing the solution. If I look at the projects which were successful and which were not, I'm assume that the ones where I let the agency work on project without giving us a possibility of feedback for more than 2 weeks have been struggling. I believe information sharing and cooperation must be like frequent. So like having this in consideration, I believe the most successful framework that agencies have used with us are agile style frameworks like Scrum. We used work with Waterfall, but now we gave up on it. The situation is changing on the market so fast, we hardly catch up with update requests. So like the days of Waterfall, I believe, are long gone, at least for us. We tried working with Kanban, but Kanban is great, although for me it doesn't support the development of large full-scale products. It's more for the project where we have the tasks that might not be connected to each other. So for example, we use it for support teams when bugs need to be corrected. For big projects, we could not really use Kanban. As for the more higher level methodology, we use the four-step kata. This comes from the Japanese lean methodologies. It is based on agile, actually. So what it means is that you have a general direction found, then you assess your current state, where you are in terms of market, customers, and so on. Next comes the plan for the next goal for you and the actual development process to reach the goal. So after reaching the goal, you look around and check what you learned, and it goes again and again. So back to the part of like why we use the methodologies. As I mentioned, the main reason of us using them is market change, environment change, compliance change. So basically, every variable can change anytime, so we need to test different things. And like we need to try multiple approaches and see like what works and what does not.
Could you describe your biggest challenges of working with development agencies? So with the reasons causing the challenge?
Well, actually, to tell the truth, challenges are a lot. By the way, I can share the latest challenges we defined in the last retrospective. They pretty much defines the general situation, actually. So first of all, they always try to have requirements ready, but that is not so easy. My main goal for partnership is to find the proper requirements and build on it. So sometimes people only see one side of the process. Developers tend to focus on building, not learning, especially like the agency developers. Second, like they always come up with some cool ideas, which often actually are great, but in terms of technology, and it doesn't really represent something a product cannot live without. For example, we recently developed a web application where we integrated a new type of authorization server. As I understand, this was technically a superior decision, but I do not really see much value in it. We could have built other things in the time, something the end user actually care about, but I believe this solution was the most interesting for the developer team. So you see, they enjoy building beautiful things, but in reality, I prefer it to be ugly but solving problems. And third, like most of the time, we lack somebody in the outsource team. Sometimes we do not have a dedicated AI specialist. Sometimes the product only has one backend. Sometimes we only have a junior data analyst. I believe this happens due to the security of specific resources in that specific time, but that should be like my problem. I should have all the resources the product needs. This is really some of the things I am always concerned about when I work with the third-party agency, actually.
And how do you deal with the above-mentioned challenges?
Well, good question. Like, these are not easy challenges to solve, and I can give you a couple of things I found that work. So, like, first of all, I always create contracts where I list down the specific requirements, like service-level agreements. We call this a product development agreement. This gives all of us the proper expectations so everybody knows what is required. For example, as I mentioned, I take responsibility to keep the team busy and the team gives me a working product on time so I can take it to market, test, and come back with a new backlog. These agreements work great when a team has a question how to decide a specific problem or how to make a decision. And by the way, I've received positive feedback from the agencies regarding using this kind of approach. They also need to have some stability, I believe. Second is assembling the team is as early as possible and keeping them as close to the market as possible. I see great benefit from having a multifunctional team in the early product research phase. They need to have the team IQ increase on every phase. This comes with a risk, by the way. You have to invest more money, more resources. Of course, these resources are not wasted as long as you validate hypotheses and learn, but it has alternative costs. You could have learned to other things. So this is a decision that needs to be made. One great thing we are doing is the development meetings. So we came up with our way of doing it. Instead of a team having a couple of planning meetings and working full time, we have meetings with actual customers. Imagine during the sprint, around 10% of time is time of the development team is spent on interacting with actual customers. It gives them more responsibility for what they are building. They have to explain to the actual user in life what they are building. If they can't, that means we did a bad job. And of course, me and other PMs also try to help the agency to be agency by being responsive and working with the team to answer the queries. We really focus on strengthening the product managers and keeping the team dynamic, keeping the team dynamics as healthy as possible. And like finally, we try to give them a draft of version of what is going to be needed in the next few sprints. Of course, this might not be super correct, but like it helps shape the general expectations.
Thank you very much for your answers and participations again. And I'm stopping recording right now.